Good morning. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry. I use the pronouns she and her.
Jim, can you bring Tracy up, please?
And I am so lucky to get to serve this joyful. I suspect at this point you might be noticing that I am not.
Tracy's on the video.
Don't worry, she's doing fairly well. But I've been exposed. And therefore, it is really not appropriate for me to be with you this morning. So I've recorded my parts of the service and left the in-person service in the very able hands of Brad Hewitt and Karen Stratton and Caleb McBride and all the other people who are going to make this service great for you. And I'm going to be hanging out with everyone who watches online, which will be a new experience for me, so I'm excited to do that. So if I stay well, which I, you know, have out my N95s and everything, so I am planning on doing my very best to stay well, I should be with you in person on Christmas Eve. And I just want to let you all know that you are really welcome here this morning, whether you're in the sanctuary, whether you're online, like me, or watching the service recorded. You're welcome. Whether you're joyful or not, whether you are stressed out or not, you're welcome. Whether you can sit very quietly in your seat, or if you tend to wiggle a lot. Everyone is welcome, because each of you is a beloved child of the universe. This is a pretty exciting week. The holidays have arrived. Hanukkah starts today. The solstice is on Wednesday. Christmas Eve is on Saturday. And a week from today is Christmas Day. So we have lots of ways to celebrate at WWF this week. Today we're having a Hanukkah celebration, and there's going to be dreidel and donuts downstairs afterwards. We hope you can join in that celebration. We are having a solstice celebration here at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. That will only be live and not in person because of the nature of the service. We will have Christmas Eve on celebration at 5 p.m. on Saturday, and that will be streamed and in person. And on Christmas Day, there are two choices, a recorded service. And then there's also going to be a different, relaxed service at WWF at 10:30. And there's going to be poetry and singing and dancing and a potluck. And Salima Malzin and Scott Winters and Betsy Weston will be holding you in that space on Christmas morning if you want to join. So if you're here in the sanctuary, you can get your order of service and announcements by using the QR codes that are around on the seats. If you're in person, you can get your order. If you're online, I'm sorry, you can get your order of service in the email that came this morning and a link to the announcements as well. And the announcements are a great way to know everything that's happening at WWF. If you're in the sanctuary, please put your phones on airplane mode so that people at home get a little more bandwidth. If you are new, welcome. We're so glad to have you. And please fill out one of the visitor forms in the pocket of the chair in front of you, and you can get our weekly newsletter and order of service and see what's happening here. We are very strongly recommending masks right now. And believe me, at home with a child with COVID, I'm really encouraging everyone to mask. The local hospitals are under emergency rules for care, if you didn't know that, and we have many sick woofers. So let's take care of each other and keep our masks on. So to start, I think I mentioned everyone is invited downstairs for a Hanukkah party with dreidel and donuts afterwards, as well as coffee and tea. Dreidel's a great way just to get to know people and laugh and have some good fun. So please do that. Now I want you to all take a moment and greet each other, especially someone you do not know.
Good morning. Please return to your seats when you get a chance.
Hi.
If you met some new friends, hopefully you can connect after the service. We are having coffee downstairs or tea or fellowship. So, yeah, please continue these conversations. We love for that to happen. We are going to try something fun. I don't know if this is the first time ever at Woof, but we're doing karaoke. And we're very glad you're here. So, we've got a couple, well, one karaoke hymn and then a kind of a live hymn. So we'll turn it over. First, we're going to turn it over to the screen and Jingle Bell Rock. So belt it out. There's nothing wrong here. Karaoke back someday. We're going to start with next. Move on to Deck the Halls. It's going to be number 235 in your gray hymnal, and Betsy will be our musician. Words are up above here, so hang on just a sec. 235 in the gray.
Thank you.
time of year across the world and through the centuries, people have gathered to tell stories. So many stories. Stories about good people and bad people. Stories about good people doing bad things and bad people doing good things. Stories of being lost and being found. Stories of love and hate. When the nights are the longest, we have often told stories about light. Returning and sustaining light. We don't just tell stories about the light of the sun, but stories about the bright light in each person and the warm light in each heart. We tell stories of the blazing lights of justice and the steady light of hope. And the best of these stories we tell again and again. We tell them as we light candles. We tell them as we sing songs. We tell them in ritual. We tell them with traditions. We tell them because we need them. We need them to remind us that there is a bright light in each person that never goes out. We need them to remind us of the warm heart light in other people. We need them to remind us that the small and weak sometimes win, and that there is hope, even when we cannot see it ourselves. It is sometimes difficult to remember the essential reasons for the holiday season. The frantic, bright, cheerful consumer dazzle whirls around us, so it is easy to forget the spiritual meanings of Christmas or Hanukkah or solstice or Kwanzaa, our Bodhi Day. The traditions of our families, workplaces, friends, and other communities guide our holidays, and many of them are about gathering, solidifying our relationships, and reminding us of our need to care for one another. This is a good thing, to have fun with the people who matter most to us. The holidays are also a time to remember our values and the cycling truths of existence. The solstice reminds us of all the cycles of nature and our spirit. Hanukkah reminds us of the struggle for religious freedom against all odds. Christmas reminds us of the miracle of new birth. All of them remind us that love and hope can arise out of the most difficult times. We tell these stories over and over because we need to remember this truth, that love and hope are real. These stories are for us, each of us, personally. These stories are worth retelling. They're worth remembering. And they're worth having a lot of joy and happiness.
We light this chalice for all the light, real and symbolic, that brightens this world. We're going to sing number 1010. It will be in the teal hymnal, We Give Thanks. Please stand as you are able.
Away, for this heart we share with Father.
keeping you on your toes.
Each week we gather and we give and we receive our offering. The offering is not primarily to collect funds for WOOF or for our partners. Well, that is a nice benefit. Now, the offering is actually in our service because it allows us to practice generosity each week. In many religious traditions, generosity is considered the highest spiritual value. Generosity is a way that we express gratitude for all we are given freely by life and the universe. We can never pay back what we are given, and generosity is our way of expressing that. Generosity also is a very important way that we practice our interconnections with each other. Gift giving during the holidays connects us with those who matter. The practice of giving to nonprofit organizations before the new year is not just because of the tax write-off, but a way for during the holiday season, the season when we're remembering hope and love, to commit to generosity as well as supporting our deepest values. Today, our offering will be given to Solidarity Brigade of the West, a Puerto Rican organization that helps rural communities after natural disasters. Right now, they're supporting recovering from Hurricane Fiona that devastated Puerto Rico in mid-September, compounding the damage from Hurricane Maria 5 years ago. Fiona landed in the less developed western part of the island that receives much less financial support for recovery from the government than the places that are near the capital. Solidarity Brigade of the West is helping these people. Please be generous. In the sanctuary, the baskets will be passed. And please hold them and pause and think about the ways that you are being generous this season, both with your time and with your money and also with your talent. And for those at home, the information will appear on your screen on how to donate.
Yeah, the ushers will come forward, please. Please join me in our affirmation of gratitude and giving. Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege.
Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may learn from the generosity of others.
And now, Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins.
Good morning. This is the story of Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins, as written by Eric Kimmel. It was the first night of Hanukkah. Herschel of Ostropol was walking down the road. He was tired and hungry. Nonetheless, his step was light. Soon he would reach the next village where bright candles, merry songs, and platters piled high with tasty potato latkes awaited him. But when he arrived, the village was silent and dark. Not a single Hanukkah candle could be seen, and the only person to be seen was the rabbi standing in the square.
Isn't tonight the first night of Hanukkah?
We don't have Hanukkah, Herschel, the rabbi answered sadly.
No Hanukkah? How can that be?
It's because of the goblins. They haunt the old synagogue at the top of the hill. They hate Hanukkah. Whenever we try to light a menorah, the goblins blow out the candles. They break our dreidels. They throw our potato latkes on the floor. Those wicked goblins make our lives miserable all year long, but on Hanukkah, it's really bad. Herschel knew he must help the village people.
I'm not afraid of goblins. Tell me how to get rid of them. Jim, take me down a little bit, please. Thank you.
It's not as easy as you think, the rabbi said. You must spend the night every 8 nights in the old synagogue. The Hanukkah candles must be lit each night. On the 8th night, the kings of the goblins must light them themselves. That is the only way to break their power.
Well, I'm not afraid, Rabbi. If I can't outwit a few goblins, then my name isn't Herschel of Ostropol.
The villagers wished Herschel good luck. They had no potato latkes to give him, so they packed several hard-boiled eggs for him to eat, along with a big jar of pickles. The rabbi gave Herschel a brass menorah, a package of candles, and a box of matches. Then the villagers said goodbye. Nobody expected to see Herschel again. It was long past sundown by the time Herschel climbed to the top of the hill where the old synagogue stood. The crumbling building was gloomy and dark, and rusty hinges squealed as Herschel opened the door. Herschel shuddered. Well, could he believe that goblins lived here? He put 2 candles in the menorah and set it on the windowsill. He struck a match and lit the Shamus candle.
Goblins are
gone. Darn goblins. Not giving up.
He was about to light the other candle when he heard a voice.
Hey, what you doing?
Herschel turned around. Here was a goblin no bigger than a horsefly hovering in the air.
I'm lighting the Hanukkah candles. Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah.
No, it's not. We don't have Hanukkah. Not here.
Is that so? Who's going to stop me, a little pipsqueak like you?
Oh, I might be little, but I'm strong.
Oh, really? Well, can you crush rocks in your hand?
Crush rocks? You're joking. No one's that strong.
I am. Watch.
Herschel took a hard-boiled egg from his pocket and squeezed it until the yolk and the white ran through his fingers.
And that's how hard I'm going to squeeze you if you try to stop me from lighting these candles.
The little goblin's eyes opened wide. since in the dim light, the egg looked exactly like a rock. The little goblin shook with fear.
Leave me alone!
Gladly, if you light me, let me light my candles.
All right. It's just one night. But you better not be there tomorrow. Big, more scary goblins are coming, much bigger than I. And if they catch you lighting the candles, you'll be sorry.
We'll see about that.
Herschel lit the first candle.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah.
And we will now sing a hymn, number 221, Light One Candle, so in your gray hymnal.
On the second night, another goblin appeared. This one was big and fat and wobbled like a goose. Herschel was finishing his dinner of pickles and hard-boiled eggs.
Have some pickles?
Pickles?
Yeah, here, catch.
Herschel tossed him a sour pickle. The goblin caught it in his mouth and swallowed it.
Pickles are good.
Do you like them? I have plenty in this jar. Take all you want.
The greedy goblin grabbed as many pickles in his claws as his claws could hold. But when he tried to pull his fist out of the jar, he couldn't.
I'm stuck. You put a spell on this jar to hold me fast.
That's right, and it's a very powerful spell. You came here tonight to stop me from lighting Hanukkah candles. So, now I'm going to light them while you stand with your hand in the jar and watch. How do you like that?
No, I hate Hanukkah.
Too bad. You just have to get used to it.
Herschel said the blessings and lit the candles. Slowly. Then he sang all his favorite Hanukkah songs. The goblin wailed and carried on so much that Herschel finally decided to let him go.
Okay. Shall I tell you how to break the spell?
Yes, I can't stand it anymore.
Let go of the pickles. Your greed is the only spell holding you in prisoner.
The goblin let go of the pickles. His hand slipped out of the jar easily. How that goblin raged. He had stood with his hand in a pickle jar while Herschel lit the Hanukkah candles under his nose. The furious goblin stamped his foot so hard that he shattered into a million pieces. The wind blew them away.
There is so much goodness in life.
Read Tracy's video for... I can read it if we need to. Tracy's video for Joys and Sorrows.
Oh, okay.
I heard the audio, just didn't... That's okay.
Crisp dill pickles, quite certainly. Cookies. Pie. At least that's what's on my mind. There's also people we love. Laughter. Together here at WOOF, we create a circle of celebration deep enough to hold all the joys in our lives. There's also so much suffering in this world. There are times we try to hold on to an object, a feeling, a relationship, and we're trapped. Or we rage with such fury that we cannot keep ourselves together. Here, we create a circle of compassion wide enough to hold all the sorrows of our lives. We will now have a moment just of silent reflections on the joys and sorrows in your own life. When the music begins, please come forward if you feel moved to do so and place a stone in the water. If you're online, you can write your joys and sorrows in the chat. If you're at home watching a recorded service, maybe you want to share with someone special to you. The water is the community of compassion that bears all sorrows. The water is the community of celebration that shares all joys.
On the following nights, other goblins came. One had six heads. One had three eyes. All were terrible and fierce. They growled and roared and changed themselves into terrible shapes. They tried to stop Herschel from lighting the Hanukkah candles, but Herschel fooled them all. Finally, the seventh night arrived. Eight tiny candles flickered on the windowsill. Herschel sat back to enjoy their light. Where were the goblins? Had they finally given up? Herschel felt very sleepy, his eyes closed. Suddenly, he sat up. He heard a terrible sound, a voice that sounded like the cracking of bones.
Happy Hanukkah, Herschel of Astropol.
Who's there?
Don't you know who we are, Herschel? Weren't you expecting the kings of the goblins?
The voice rose to a hurricane roar. It ripped the shingles from the synagogue roof and shattered the windows. The Hanukkah candles reeled in the savage blast, but they didn't go out.
You're too early. You're not supposed to come till tomorrow.
The great wind died down.
Don't worry, Herschel. We are far away, but we have the power to see you and speak to you. Enjoy this Hanukkah evening, my friend. It will be your last. Tomorrow night we will come for you. You fooled the other goblins. Let's see if you can fool us.
Poor Herschel. What was he to do? The kings of the goblins was on their way, and no power on earth could stop them. Unless Herschel had an idea. It was a big chance, but he had to take it. It was the only way to save himself and Hanukkah. It was the last night of Hanukkah. Herschel set the candles in the menorah, but instead of placing it on the windowsill, he put the menorah and the box of matches on a small table near the door. Then he sat down to wait. Night fell. It grew dark as pitch inside the gloomy old synagogue. Outside, the whole world lay cold and silent. Suddenly, a great gust ripped the synagogue door from its hinges. The whole building shook. A fearsome voice spoke.
Herschel of Astropol.
Did I hear something?
It is us, the kings of the goblins.
Oh, don't be silly. You're the boys from the village just trying to scare me.
We are not a boy. We are the kings of the goblins.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it. Show yourself to me.
Behold, we stand before you. Do you believe us now?
Herschel tried not to look. Even in the darkness, he could see the outline of monstrous shapes filling the doorway, figures too horrible to describe. He pretended not to care.
It's too dark. Can't see anything. A candlestick? Oh, and some matches are by the doorway. Why don't you light a few candles? Then I'll see what you really are.
Indeed you shall.
A match flared. The shamus candle caught the flame. Herschel's blood turned to water at the awful sight before him, but he didn't lose courage. He silently prayed.
Master of the world, thou who created the heavens and the earth and the spirits of the air, stand by me now. O master of the world, thou who created the heavens and the earth and the spirits of the air, stand by us now. Help us to have courage to be the people we know we are. Help us to have the courage to say the hard thing, the kind thing, the loving thing. Stand with us as we listen to others and to our own heart, and find ways to be relationship that respect and care for us both. Stand with us as we let the people we most love know how we feel. Guide our hearts and our minds as we trick the goblins and the fear and the pain and distraction and stress so we can appreciate wonder. We will know we will now have silence for reflection, prayer, or meditation, as is your tradition. I believe we're now going to sing number 1013. So in your teal hymnal, Open My Heart.
Then Herschel addressed the goblin.
It's still too dark. What are you afraid of? I mean, there are plenty of candles. Why not just light them all?
A hideous hand took the shamus candle and lit the others one by one. Herschel felt himself growing faint, but he forced himself to look. His eyes grew wider and wider as each candle caught the flame. 6, 7, 8. The kings of the goblins stood before him.
Now, Herschel, do you know who we are?
Be gone, or I will stop you.
How dare you speak to the kings of the goblins that way?
I'll speak any way I please. You have no power. Your spell is broken. The menorah is lit. You thought those were ordinary candles you were lighting. They weren't. They were Hanukkah candles, and you lit them yourself.
The kings of the goblins roared with fury. The earth trembled, and a mighty wind arose. It ripped off the synagogue roof, blew away the walls. It splintered the great timbers and scattered them like matchsticks. Around the menorah, the whirlwind howled, but the candles never flickered. They burned with clear, steady flames. The kings of the goblins had no power over them. The spirit of Hanukkah had triumphed. The great wind vanished as suddenly as it had risen. Herschel rubbed his eyes. The night was as still as before, even though the synagogue was gone. Walls, floor, roof, even the foundation stones had vanished. But the menorah remained, standing tall upon the little table where Herschel had placed it. Herschel waited until the last candle had burned out. Then he started down the road that led to the village.
I'd better hurry. I don't want to miss the last night of Hanukkah.
But there was no reason to worry. In every window there stood a menorah with 9 gleaming candles to light the way. The whole village was waiting for him.
How many nights for Hanukkah? Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Nights and days, days and nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Eight of the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Eight of the days and eight of the nights. Happy, joyous
Thank you. Maccabee, 4 for the Hebrew children, 3 for the books that Ezra taught, 2 for the father and mother love, 1 for Moses on the mountain.
In 168 BC, the Syrian emperor declared that all his subjects in his huge empire must worship only Greek gods. When the Jewish people refused, the emperor sent his soldiers to Jerusalem and desecrated the Jewish temple and set up altars to Greek gods. The Jews had two choices, convert or die. The Maccabees, a proud priestly Jewish family, resisted. They fought and against every odd beat back the powerful Syrians. They retook the temple, cleansed it, and lit the holy lamp. However, they discovered there was only enough oil for one night. It would take 8 days to procure more oil. But somehow, miraculously, that oil, it burned for 8 days. This is the miracle celebrated at Hanukkah with the lighting of the 8 candles over 8 nights. Hanukkah begins tonight. The story of Hanukkah is about fighting for religious freedom and one's deepest values and winning. Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins is a parallel story. The goblins must be tricked and fought in order for the people to celebrate their beautiful winter tradition, something they value and care about that brings together the community and inspires wonder. Holiday goblins come in all sorts. Their purpose is to keep us from feeling celebratory, from living our values, and from experiencing wonder and joy. Some crash in unwelcome and unexpected, like, for example, when one is planning a fun, upbeat Sunday service and having COVID visit the family. Or like last winter, when my son came down with COVID on Christmas Day, exposing me and my daughter, and canceling the family celebration, which was scheduled for the following day. Most goblins, though, do their charm by tricking us into not noticing what is right in front of us. They keep us looking the other direction, so we don't notice the wonder, joy, and hope. We don't notice we could be celebrating and making latkes or cookies or pies and lighting the Hanukkah or Christmas or solstice or Kwanzaa candles. There's a particular goblin that specializes in transforming wonder into the ordinary and the mundane. I lived without running water many years ago, and during this time I went to a lake cabin for a religious education retreat. When you put dish soap in water heated on the stove, it doesn't foam very much. So I felt joy and wonder when I set about to do the dishes and hot water flowed from the tap. And then I got to plunge my hand into that deliciously warm, white bubble-filled water. I mentioned my awe to my hostess, who laughed and said, "And I think it's such a bummer up here, because there isn't a dishwasher." I pledged to myself then that I would never forget the wonder of hot water from the tap and mounds of bubbles. But in fact, I do forget all the time. There is only one way to fight the goblin who turns wonder to the mundane, and that is to remind ourselves to pay attention. That goblin, though, has many siblings and cousins who keep us from paying attention. They whisper to us that to live well, we must always be busy and productive in order to be worthy of love or to get the most out of life. The constant movement and frequent stress stop wonder. Who has time to pay attention when our eyes are fastened to our to-do list, when our minds play on repeat all we are not doing? Other goblins tell us that wonder can only be experienced if everything is perfect. Ourselves, our gifts, our food, our bodies, and our relationships. Still others tell us that we deserve more. We deserve better than what we are getting. They focus our attention on all we do not have so that we just forget all that we do have. Last Christmas, I was heartbroken, which is going to happen to all of us anytime we experience loss, or most of us anyway. We're human. Loss hurts. There was wonder, though, too. Zoom. An apple pie shared by just two. A lasagna shared by just two. Open spaces of time as a week of scheduled activities fell away. But did I feel wonder? Well, I suspect in moments, but I actually just remember being pretty grumpy about the whole thing. But here's the thing, why? It's a year later, and I don't remember much of the details about that week. Grumpy or inspired by wonder, time still passed, and now it's now. After my initial disappointment, I might as well have gone with wonder. So much more fun. Do you know how miraculous each of you is? Do you know how many ancestors of yours had to survive, find each other, and reproduce to make you? It's much more likely you would never have existed than that you do exist. Wonder and joy is our birthright. Life is a miracle. You are a light. Let yourself shine and let the world shine back.
Now we'll have a responsive reading. This responsive reading was inspired by the work of Amanda Udis Kessler. As I read, please respond with, "I am going to let it shine." We rededicate ourselves to the miracle of the light within us.
I am going to let it shine.
We commit to joy in a time of false pleasures.
I am going to let it shine.
To wonder in a time of distraction.
I am going to let it shine.
To hope in a time of despair.
I'm going to let it shine.
We rededicate ourselves to the miracle of wholeness in a time of fracture. We commit to resistance in a time of oppression. To encourage in a time of fear. To faith in a time of uncertainty. And in a time of hatred, we rededicate ourselves to the miracle of love. And appropriately, that will be our closing hymn, "This Little Light of Mine."
World, building up a world. I'm gonna let it shine. Building up.
So take your light to world, into this world. Take the fire of your heart and share it. Bless the world. Thank you to my goblins and actors and narrator. The handle's held out.